choose Marie for Abby. Rosh Hashanah is about 10 days, which means that Elul is basically two-thirds finished. If we were to walk into the Beis Medrash downstairs and not have a calendar, I don't think anyone would feel when they walk into the Beis Medrash, not that Gar Beis Medrash, walk into Lakewood, walk into the Mir, Brisker Kolel, no one would have a sense that it's Elul. Learning, Baruch Hashem, everyone is learning the same way they learned all year round. But as we know, our grandparents have told us, things weren't this way less than 100 years ago. The same way that now if you walk in the street and you see a Jew, you could tell if it's Shabbos by the way the Jew looks. You could tell if it's Purim. You could tell if it's Tisha B'Av. In Europe, less than 100 years ago, during Elul, you could simply see a Jew in the street, and you could tell that it was Elul. You look at the face of the Jew, you could tell it was Elul. He was nervous, he was sweating, he was in Elul. And the question is, what happened? What happened within the last 100 years? So of course, we're learning now. A lot of that which was lost came back. Learning Dikduk and Mitzvos, etc. Why didn't the Hargasha of Chodesh Elul come back to us to the same degree that it was at that time? Rav Shalom Shvadron has a very beautiful sefer on Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. He calls it Kol Dodi. He tells that when he was growing up as a child, his mother would tell him bedtime stories. In Chodesh Elul, she would tell him how the fish are quaking in the oceans. That was the bedtime story. Everyone is quaking. Everyone is Chilur Ada. So Rav Shalom there offers a hypothesis. He says that every Jew has a koach hatziur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave every one of us, every human being has a koach hatziur, the ability in one's own mind's eye to get a clear picture of some reality, and then it so affects the person that he's living in that reality. If we had a court case on a traffic violation, we could sit down and close our eyes, and even though this court case is 10 days away, we could picture ourselves in the court, we could picture the judge, we could picture what we would plead if we were given the opportunity. We could picture what the consequences are, and we would sit and we would begin to sweat in our seat because we have this koach hatziur, which is very, very real. If we were to know that there was going to be a coronation in 10 days, or even a royal wedding, William and Kate, a royal wedding, so a person could sit and close his eyes and see all the pomp and circumstance and all the horses and the carriages, and a week before the wedding, already feel the excitement of the wedding. V'haraya, Maisa Shehaya a few months ago. The whole world had this koach hatziur. Next week we have both. We have a coronation, we have a din, we have malchios, we have zichronos. So why don't we have the koach hatziur? The Rabbeinu Yerucham, Mashgiach in Mir, points out that gives a very, very sharp example of the difference between two individuals who lechora have a similar experience, and one has a koach hatziur and one doesn't have a koach hatziur. So he takes the interplay between Rachav and the Meraglim. That Rachav took the two spies of Yoshua, she hid them. That was an act of treason in Yericho, namely she risked her life, two strangers, and when they asked my hi, she explained that 40 years ago she heard Shamanu, es asher hovish Hashem esmei hayam. 40 years ago, we heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. And that gave her a koach hatziur that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be movish the yam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Klal Yisrael are going to go into Eretz Yisrael, so she tells the two spies, she says, Yadati, it's a fact. Shinosan Hashem lechem es ha'aretz. That's the language of the Pasuk in Yoshua. Yadati kinosan lechem es ha'aretz. Namely, from hearing something 40 years ago, she has such a koach hatziur that to her this was a mitzius, and she lived according to that mitzius. Well, there's nothing to fear from Yericho. The Bnei Yisrael are going to conquer Eretz Yisrael. The Meraglim, who didn't hear about Kriyas Yamsuf, they went through Yamsuf. They didn't wait 40 years. A year and a half after they went through Yamsuf, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, go into the land, they said, sorry, not us, Chazaku Mimenu, etc. They had no koach hatziur, even though they experienced something in a much more live manner than Rachav. Namely, Koach HaTzir requires not just that a person think about an experience, but he has to be open to feel it b'kol gufo, b'kol kocho. A person can mask his Koach HaTzir. A person can push it aside. So we have to figure out why we mask our Koach HaTzir. Why do we do this to ourselves? I'm aware since I came here to Chutz La'aretz, a lot of changes. One of the big changes that I find in the yeshiva here is that learning Kanayin Hara, fantastic. People are so tired. Everyone is so tired. Everyone is running around. Everyone has to make a living. Everyone has cheshbonos. You know, if they're undergraduates, they have college. If they have families, then how are we going to manage? I spoke to someone. I said, what about Rosh Hashanah? It's on 10 days. He said, oh, my wife's worrying about the menu. I said, menu? Who's talking about a menu? I'm talking about Yom HaDin. I'm talking about Malchios. He said, halavai, I'll make it to Shabbos. I'm not thinking, I have no koach to think about Rosh Hashanah. So part of our avodah ve'elul is to remove the tirdos, is to simply say, this is not a joke. We have a Yom HaDin. We have an opportunity to be Mamlech Melech Malchei Amlochim 10 days from now. You can't do it without hachana. Nothing works in Yehadut without hachana. We have Sfira Sa'omer. We have hachana for tefillah. Everything requires hachana. And so we have to work on ourselves. I'm speaking to myself here in front of you. We have to work on ourselves to have the proper Koach HaTzir. That how in the world, and in Baruch Hashem and Rosh Hashanah, we do feel that it's a Yom HaDin. Lifnai v'lifnim, we hear the shofar, etc. But what effect will it have on us if there's no hachana? How can we be kabil ol malchus shamayim and Rosh Hashanah, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, and now in Kriyat Shema, it's kmitzas anoshim melumada. We have to start now. We have 10 days to work on our Kriyat Shema, work on our Kabbalah malchus shamayim, 10 days to work on our Birkas HaMazon, 10 days to work on our Midos. One of the simanim of Rosh Hashanah that's brought by the Mishnah Berurah is not to be koes on Rosh Hashanah. Go 48 hours without being upset at our wives, at our children, at our guests, at our neighbors, at the gabbai. You have to 48 hours. You have to not be koes. How can a person do that unless he begins not being koes beforehand? A person has to work on himself already from before. That's the purpose of Elul, is to serve as a hachana. I'll just end off with a maysa. I don't think it's a true maysa shehaya, but it's a nice mashal. I heard it from Rav Ron Eisman. He was a student in Gruz, now he's a Rav in Passaic, a student here in the yeshiva. He has a short vort that he has on his website. So he tells the story of a tailor, that this tailor had a unique skill. He was able to size up people. What do you mean to size up people? He could see a person and say, you're a 37 long, you're a 44 short. He could just look at the person, doesn't need a tape measure, no waist, no shoulders. No. He just looks at the person and tells him exactly what size suit he needs. Someone came into the store, wanted to buy a suit. Taylor looked at him and said, a short fellow, a bit pudgy, said, you're a 52 husky. Okay, fellow goes to the rack, takes two suits, goes to the dressing room. And then the tailor hears after a few minutes this person screaming from the dressing room. Runs to the back and didn't know what happened. The fellow says, look at me. Taylor looks and Ben Met is very, very strange. The jacket in no way closes. The sleeves are much too short. Pants he can't pick up. He says, what's going on? Are you playing games with me? Taylor, this never happened to the tailor previously. Then the tailor looked at the fellow and said, look, I want to teach you a lesson for your life. You can't wear a new suit without taking off the old suit. And that's really what Chodesh Elul is all about. Rosh Hashanah, we want to wear a new suit. You can't wear a new suit without taking off the old suit. Chodesh Elul was given to us to be able to get rid of those habits, to be able to help ourselves to start anew. So this is what's left in terms of 10 days. I wish myself bracha v'hatzlacha. I wish you bracha v'hatzlacha. Yisrael Hashem, we shall have a well. Thank you.